Father, we thank you for today, for the release of your spirit. We thank you for this beautiful journey you've taken us on. We thank you for the nurturing. Oh, Shimano Sakava Bashaka. May the word go forth in its simplicity to be released upon everyone here as the waters, the dew comes upon the tender grass. Let the word distill upon their hearts with clarity and with purpose, that these words will not return to you void or achieve that which is designed to achieve. In the heart of every hearer, a champion is being made. Mako shaka balabaya. Libo ko shaka baya. Rakata babadaba. Makabalakaba. Zograta katabai. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. And then you take your seat. Glory to God. Today we're going to fly very fast. And I have quite a lot of things to share with you. But I pray that by the Spirit of God, it will be shared or communicated in its simplicity, so that you all come to understand this matter. There is no way you can have good success in God without the Word of God. You must know that you didn't come to this world by chance. You came to this world by purpose. You are a result, a product of God's eternal loving kindness and God's eternal will. You were hewn out of God's counsel. God made you for a life bigger than what your parents, your relatives can envision. Anything you can dream of concerning yourself, God's dream and God's design is greater. In Ephesians 2:10, Bible says, "For we are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which he has foreordained that you walk in them." So whatever results or works you are to produce, our Heavenly Father has foreordained you to walk in them. Which means your results, your accomplishment, which is by God, is with God. It is done with God. It is done with God's intention. It is done with God's idea. You see? And he says, you are his workmanship. The word workmanship is from the Greek word poema, which means a poem. Now, it means poem because out of the word poema, we have the English word poem. Now, a poem is an expression of a person's deepest thought. So, to be God's workmanship means that you are the very expression of God's deepest thought. You are not a mistake. Your life is the unfolding of God's deepest thought. Now, is it every life that finds itself to be an expression of God? No. Though God has designed everyone and every life to be his expression, it is not everyone and it's not every life that expresses God. So to express all the plans, the purposes, and the will of God, your living must be aligned with God. Your thoughts must be a product of God. Your entirety must be an outcome of God's truth and light. The entirety of your life, the entirety of your living, must be a product of God's reality and God's truth. So, God has not designed you to just live. There are a lot of young people who are just living. There are a lot of people who just find themselves in this world and are just walking in time. But God has not designed anyone to just live, nor just walk in time. God has programmed you to be a product of great success. So, It says, lack of knowledge, my people perish. So you can be of God, yet you can perish. When you talk about perishing, we're not talking about you losing eternal life. I'm talking about you not coming to the fulfillment of that which God has destined you to fulfill. There are things God has destined you to fulfill which you will not find yourself fulfilling those things. Why? Because you lack knowledge. See, for one to perish means to be cast into darkness. It means the absence of knowledge is the presence of darkness. Why? Knowledge is light. The Bible says, for the entrance of thy word giveth light and gives understanding to the simple. So when God's word comes to you, foolishness is dissolved. You see, foolishness is not just dissolved, it is eradicated. And there is a supplanting of wisdom. When you receive God's word, or God's word enters you, light has entered you, civilization has entered you. Light does not negotiate with darkness. When light comes, darkness is dispelled. Light does not compete with darkness. So when you find yourself living a life where there is so much darkness, what you need is light. Now, when I talk about darkness, experientially and practically, darkness is anything that is not produced by God. Anything which is not an outcome of God's blessing. Anything which does not align and agree with the glory of God. Anything which does not depict God's glory and God's excellence is darkness. So we can say, sickness and diseases are darkness. No sickness, no disease is the glory of God. The Bible says, only good and perfect gift comes from God, who is the Father of light. So anything that is not good and perfect is not of God. It means that thing is a product of darkness. Because in God, there is no shadow of turning. There is no element of darkness. In case you find darkness in God, that darkness is a womb of light. In case you find death in God, that death is a womb of life. It means anytime darkness comes in contact with God, light is produced. Say, for God, who calls forth light out of darkness? It means in the midst of darkness, God brings out light. When death comes in contact with God, in the midst of that death, there is a germination of life. That is why the day God gave up his life and death encountered God, there was the germination of life. Anytime God encountered death, resurrection is produced. So you cannot come to the full knowledge of God and continue in darkness. You cannot come to the full knowledge of God and continue in weakness. You cannot come to the full knowledge of God and continue in sickness and beggarly living. He says in Galatians 4, he said, an heir, as long as he's a child, differeth not from a servant, though he's a master of all. It means that when one becomes born again, you become a joint heir with Christ. When you become a joint heir with Christ, it means you are a son of God. You share in that which God has. All that which God owns, you also own that thing. But the point is that you cannot walk in the full manifestation of the things owned by God simply because of ignorance and lack of understanding. So you are plagued with defeat because of your ignorance and the lack of understanding. This is why you should not joke with meetings like this. When you have opportunity to hear God's word, you have opportunity to listen to messages and teachings by people like Apostle Benny, you should thank God, because light will flood your heart and you will come out of that darkness. When the Bible speaks of God being lifter of men, God does not lift men by just carrying men anyhow. No, God lifts men by building them. God lifts men also by causing men to encounter his power and glory. In God's word is the package of God's power. In God's word is the package of God's glory. So when you encounter the word of God, you have encountered God's power. You have encountered God's glory. Our Lord Jesus is the embodiment of the word of God. The Bible says in John 1, saying, the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And he said, by him all things were made. Okay, now, understand this. God, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. The word of God is God himself. Are you following? Now, Jesus is the very word of God. Jesus is the expression, the effulgence of God's glory. So now, to know what God's word contains, you must open Jesus up.
When you open Jesus up, you see the word of God. Because in Jesus is the word of God. And Jesus himself is the word of God. When Jesus came on earth, he is called the word made flesh. He is God made flesh. The word of God made flesh. The word of God that has taken on flesh. So as he was walking, he was the word of God that has taken on human form and was walking in the midst of men. And he came to show us the exact, accurate revelation of God. So it is in Jesus that we see the very insight of God. It is in Jesus that we receive the true illumination of God. It is in Jesus that we receive the reality of God. So he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Truth means reality. He said, we beheld his glory. Now you see, in Jesus is glory. Jesus is the word of God. In the word is glory. He said, for I have beheld you in thy sanctuary, and I have seen thy power and thy glory. So when you behold God, you see his power and his glory. How do we behold God now? We behold God in Jesus. He said, for God in sundry times in diverse manners has spoken to us through the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son. The Son of God is the speaking of God. The Son of God is the articulation of God. Jesus is the declaration of God. Jesus is the manifestation of God. And he said, we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. He said, full of grace and reality, full of grace and truth. So in Jesus is the truth of God. Also, he said, in Jesus is the glory of God. Why? Because he's the fulgence of God's glory. So your life experiences glory. You come to the place of experiencing glory, or your life becomes glorious when you allow God's word to permeate, saturate, and soak you. Your life becomes powerful when you allow God's word to saturate, soak, and soak you. So now, what do? You humble yourself for God's word, you see, with the meekness of heart. Then you give your mind to it. He said, my son, attend to my word. Attend to my word. So when God's word is being spoken to you, you must attend to that word. You give it attention. You give God's word attention. And then you separate yourself unto God's word. I've told you a couple of times, whenever God wants to do something beautiful in your life, he changes your mindset. How does he change your mindset? God changes your mindset by his speaking. What does God speak? His speaking is his word. And the transformation, you see, the change of your mindset is the beginning of your transformation. The word is metamorphosis. You change from one state to another state. You can be transformed from a place of being sickly and beggarly to a place of being prosperous and healthy. You can be transformed from being a weak person to becoming a courageous man. You can be transformed by being good for nothing to becoming the useful one of God. You can be transformed by being one who is lost in darkness to becoming one who is the light, a city set on a hill. When God's word comes upon you, it comes with an anointing. It comes with an ability. He said, attend to my word. He said, set your eyes on it. He said, do not take your eyes off it. He said, give your ear to it. He said, incline thy ear. Incline thy ear to my saying. You incline your ear to the saying of God. The Bible says that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the word says. It means that you don't just hear by your physical ears only. See, he that has an ear, let him hear what the word says. So it means that you don't hear by your physical ears only. You also hear by the ears of your spirit. There is an ear to your heart, by which you receive what God's word says. So you may find people who sit in church meetings, be hearing God's word, but they have not heard it because they've not inclined their ear. They've not given their heart to the speaking of God. So the word God speaks does not produce any results in their lives. And they may say that, I've been in church for many years. I've been sitting in church meetings for so many times. I've not seen anything happen in my life. You are not singing because you've not set your heart on what God is saying. You've not set your mind on what God is saying. When you set your heart on it, it will produce faith in you. You see, it will produce faith in you. And the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. It means that your living shall be by faith. It is by faith you function as an overcomer. The Bible says that for whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. 1 John 5. He said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So it is by faith you overcome the world. And so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you are hearing God's word, you function as an overcomer. As he said, the just shall live by faith. The just 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. He said, for the just shall live by faith. We walk not by sight. Not by sight. It is by faith. Our walk is not by sight. We don't function by sight. It's not by where you are born from. It's not by your hometown. No. It's not by the size of your mother. It's not by the experience of your father. It's not by the salary of your father. It's not the history of your family. It's not the mat you sleep on or where you sleep. No. It is what God produces in your spirit. The reality produces in your spirit. When that reality is produced in your spirit, I tell you, you will shake nations. It's a man who through faith, they obtain good report. By faith, you can obtain a good report. When you are not seeing good reports in your life, look, it is not that God's word is not working. No, you have not yielded to it. You've not inclined your heart to it. If you incline your heart to God's word, I tell you, you will obtain a good report. So for they who through faith and patience obtain the promise. There is a promise to obtain, but that promise can be obtained by faith and patience. Patience is a product of God's love. The love of God is said that brought in our heart by the Holy Ghost. How do we know? By the speaking of God. The Holy Spirit proceeded of God by the articulations of God's word. Why? Jesus said, I will not leave you as an orphan, but I will go to my Father and I will send you another comforter, another helper, another strengthener. Who sends the helper? It is the word of God. Who is the word of God? It's Jesus. The Holy Spirit came forth by the speaking of God's word. Though it is by the Spirit that the word became flesh. Now it is by the word that the Spirit had come into our hearts. How do you receive the Holy Ghost? It began by the speaking of God's word. When you heard God's word, faith entered you and you believed in God. When you believed, the Holy Spirit now came to indwell you. And then now you were baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ. The word of God is the foundation of our walk. He said, the just shall live by faith. We live. To live is to walk. Your living is a walk. It's a journey. You walk with God by faith. You speak in God by faith. How? Because faith is the proceeding of God's word. And the currency, the law. Generations don't celebrate cowards. Generations will celebrate the man who has been influenced by God's word. You see, because the word of God is the will of God. The word of God produces boldness in you. The word of God is the very will of God. And that was how God raised David. And as God, he raised David. And he said, David is a man after his own heart. David is a man after God's own heart. He said, for this is the man after my own heart. For he shall do all my will. How will he do all the will of God? Because God's word has entered him. He said in Romans 12, he said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How is your mind renewed? Your mind is renewed by the word of God. Jesus said, for ye are clean by my word. You are clean by my word. So by the word of God, we experience the purity of God. We experience the cleansing of God. The purging of our thoughts. The purging of our conscience. Lakobasata kabash. Mokarata sotekera gabash. Felemonta kabarush. Mokabala labasota bradash. Oh, zeke bratas kovelelebosh. Masheke bosalababo. Come on, shout this. I obtain good report. Lekobo sabala. I obtain good report. I obtain good report. Larunza kovelambra de genzo katalabosh. Rekonzo to prakash kavalandi. Ratos kararebosh. Rados savalande. If you don't pray in tongues, just commune with the Lord. Just say, Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word. Because some of you, before you go home today, you'll be praying in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. So do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present yourself as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. You cannot present yourself holy and acceptable unto God until you decide not to be conformed to this world. Until you yield yourself for the renewing of the mind.
by the speaking of the word of God. He said, then you will know what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. You will know what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. See, by conformity to God's word, which bring forth transformation. As I've established with you, when you become born again, God's word is transfused into you. When the word of God is transfused into you, when God is transfused into you, he's transfused into you as life. Then by yielding to God's word, you experience the transformation of the mind. When there is that transformation of the mind, it brings transfiguration. Transfiguration is glory. It brings transfiguration to your world. Light comes into your world. People don't just become great. They are products of God's word. Look at David. David, they don't just become great. David is a product of God's word. He said, for God's word is sweeter to him than the honeycomb. He said, upon thy word I meditate on my bed all through night. All through the night. We see in Psalm 1, he's saying, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, nor stand the way of sinners. So by his delight is in the law of the Lord, the revelation of God. Don't be part of those who are not found. Don't be part of those who are found in the midst of the worldly. Your walk should not be among the people of this world. Your cravings and desire must be the revelation of God. Because when God's word becomes your craving and your desire, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Are you sure you are here? That is what you will be. You will be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. You will not lack fruits bearing. You shall bear fruit in season, and your leaves shall not wither. And whatsoever you do shall prosper. Prosperity does not just happen in the kingdom. It happens to those who have imbibed God's word, who have masticated the word of God. Like last week I was saying, I said, you don't just spend time masturbating, spend time masticating the word of God. Masticate God's word. Chew God's word. Now there's a new one, masturbating, where people go out, spend time, and then chill. They chill and they please their soul and themselves. Then they say, Mabobra. No, we masticate God's word. We feast on God's word. We eat God's word. Mashoke bakasata. We don't masticate our pain, our past, our defeat, our sorrow. No, we masticate the reality of God. We eat the revelation of God. We chew, we eat, we enjoy. And then the diet of God that enters us, the nourishment of God enters our being. We are nourished by the things we feast on, by the revelation of Jesus. See, so if you want to prosper, say, be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. How does it happen? By delighting in the Lord. You delight. As we saw in God, that he delighted in Jesus at the lowest part of the earth. And at the highest part of the earth, he still delighted in Jesus. Because in Jordan, God said, this is my beloved son, in whom, see, even God had took delight in Jesus. When the Bible says, for God took delight in Jesus, it means Jesus was that which God beheld. All that God set his eyes on was on Jesus. He set his eyes on Jesus. He looked on Jesus. He thought on Jesus. He rejoiced in Jesus. Oh, no wonder he says it was a happy day for God to bring us forth. It was his happy day, because when God brought us forth, we became many delightsome fellows of Jesus. We became many delightsome fellows of our Lord, of the Father, because he had many sons in whom he would delight in. He only delighted in the only begotten son. But now he says that for him he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that the son might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now God has many sons he would delight in. God delights in me. As God delights in me, I delight in him. As I delight in his word, he delights in me more. Why? Because when God looks at me, I reflect what he says. But there are some, you see, the reason when God looks at you, sometimes he sees poverty. God does not delight in poverty. God does not delight in defeat. He does not delight in failure. He does not delight in worry. It is not a picture of his word. It is not a picture of his word. You must play back God's word to him. That's why he said, he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That you may boldly say. Your speaking is as a result of his speaking. So when he speaks, you reflect. Ay, 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 ay. Are you sure you are here? My life is the reflection of his speaking. Legrondo savalagish, makaba shakalabatai. Oh, my word is a reflection of his speaking.
My life is a reflection of his speaking. I don't speak doubt, I speak God. I don't speak defeat, I speak God. I don't speak failure, I speak God. I say that what God has said. I declare that what God has said. God's word is my articulation because it is my delight. God is my delight. God so much delighted in Jesus. At the lowest part of the earth, God's delight was in Jesus. Jordan is the lowest place in Israel, one of the lowest places in Israel. And God delighted in Jesus. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. And now, at the Mount of Transfiguration, which was a higher place above Jordan, God still appeared. And he came even with witnesses. The Old Testament, the prophets, the Psalms. He came and appeared and he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. It means in the highest place of our life, God is delighted in us. In our lowest place, God is still delighted in us. The same way, in our lowest place, we delight in Jesus. In the highest place, we delight in Jesus. Maybe now you are struggling to eat and you are saying that I serve God. We still serve God when we become the ministers of state. We still serve God when we become the richest people in our community. Community. We still serve God. We still take delight in God. We still meditate on God. At no time in our life do we not meditate on God. God is the meditation of our heart. He's the delight of our heart. He's the cravings of our heart. He's the joy of our heart. Oh, glory to God. In all eternity, when all men look on us, they see men who delight in God. They see men who delight in his word. And they see men who reflect the Lord Jesus. Can you shout hallelujah? That is why the scripture says, when we were begotten, angels, they stoop low to look into us. Angels, they stoop low. They look into us to see how can a man crave Lord, crave, desire the Lord as this. Oh, he said, what is man that you are mindful of him? God knew what he was producing. Because in man, God put the capacity to receive him. No creation had the capacity to contain man or to contain God. No creation had the capacity, the ability to receive God into himself except man. Why? Because God put in man his spirit. It's that for God, he has created the heavens and he has put in his spirit in man. He breathed into man and man became a living soul. The spirit of God in man is man receiving the capacity, the ability to receive him. And Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. When you are hearing God's word, let me tell you, within your spirit is the capacity, the ability to take on the life and the spirit of God's word. When you take on the life and the spirit of the word, you become the embodiment of life and spirit. 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 There is a desire of the ages, and the desire of the ages is Jesus. He is the desire. All things harmonizes in him. All things. He is so spacious that all things have a space in him. All things can find space in him. And this Jesus is the word made flesh. And he had come to produce great faith in our hearts. He has come to produce faith in our hearts. Because of God's word, we become people of faith. First two things. Whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even. So what is your victory? Your victory is faith. He said, who through faith? He said, Hebrews 1. He said, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He said, verse 2, he said, for by it the elders obtain good report. The elders, they obtain good reports by it. Now, when you go on further in Hebrews 11, he said, for though these elders obtain good report, they did not receive the promise. Why? Because of us. Because we are the full manifestation of faith. We are the full revelation of faith. Faith is your life. And you can only have the work of faith as God has designed you for. Only when you are rooted in his word. So let the word of God dwell in you richly. Richly. It means with superflow of abundance in resources, lacking nothing. In our heart, let God's word dwell in you richly. Richly. How has God's word taken deep root in your heart? How well are you rooted and grounded in his word? Don't just come for service hearing God's word and going back and acting with other principles. He said, for God has made all things upright, but man has sought out many devices. All the devices you are seeking for, God has packaged and produced a sure word for us. That that sure word is the word of God. People are pursuing and looking for a prophet to give them a word of knowledge, but they've forgotten that even Peter, who was with Jesus at the Mount of Transfiguration, did not declare that experience as a sure word. He said, no, we have a sure word of prophecy. What was that sure word of prophecy? It is that which has been spoken by the prophet, because the speaking of God's word is the sure word of prophecy. Therefore, when you go for God's word, you have handled the sure word of prophecy. You don't know that the speaking of God's word that has gone on here, they are prophecies for your life. There are situations you may encounter in years to come, but as you fellowship and mingle with God's word, you are aligned and set up for greatness. Even before that greatness, the time of greatness happened, you have already happened. Why? Because you have yielded yourself to God's word. Hey, I'm a man of God's word. I'm a man of his word. Mashakaba. I'm a man of God's word. The Bible says, quickly, Hebrews 11, as I read to you. All right, because of time, I've already quoted it, so. But we know that the elders obtain good report by faith. It means faith is an important factor. And already I've established that faith is a product of God's word. We see in Romans, it's a faith, and in Romans, the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we live by faith. It is by faith we can summon things from the Spirit. Yes. You summon things from the Spirit by faith. By faith. By faith. If you are not seeing manifestation in your life, it means you've not taken advantage of faith. You have to take advantage of faith. You have to. Bashebo Kosata. Now let me help you with some few things about faith. Because number one, understand that faith is of Jesus. Faith is of Jesus. Galatians 2:20. So I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is Christ that lives in me. He said, the life that I live now in the flesh, oh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith. Who is the Son of God? He's Jesus. I live by the faith of Jesus. You are not a generator or a progenitor of faith. No. No man is the source of faith. Faith is only resource to us by God. God is our source of faith. God is our source of faith. When you become born again, faith is already produced in your heart. The day you receive Jesus, you receive faith. The Bible says that for Jesus, he is the author and the finisher. It means he is the initiator and the consummation of your faith. When your faith matures, what you see is Jesus. When your faith begins, it is of Jesus. It is of faith of Jesus that faith begins. It is in Jesus that faith begins. It is in Jesus that faith consummates. He is both the beginning, the aleph of faith, the alpha and the omega of faith. That is why in your life, you don't start in faith and end in works. No, you start in faith and continue in faith. He said, as you receive the Lord, continue ye in him. The way you receive him, that is how you walk in him. Your walk in the Lord must be by how you have received the Lord. We receive him by faith. So faith is of the Lord. Abraham was not the father of faith just by the fact that he is the one who created or controlled faith. No, 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 no. Faith was produced in Abraham by God. Because if Abraham had faith, he wouldn't have been living in his father's house for 70 years. 70 years he was living in his father's house. No purpose, no vision, no goal. Now some of you, at your age, you may say you are young. But you see, the point is that there is more you can do. And there is more God can do through you. I said, there are generations that depend on you. There are nations that are craving for your outcry, for your grace, and for your oil. They are craving for it. But until there is that encounter and experience of faith, your journey of manifestation had not begun. Creation are not moved by you becoming a son of God. Creation, they are calling forth for your manifestation. They are longing for the manifestation of sons of God. The manifestation of sons of God. So Abraham did not manifest. He was always Abraham until God came. When God came, he came to introduce his word in Abraham and introduce his life in Abraham. When that happened, Abraham received faith. Faith entered him. We call him the father of faith because he was the first river crosser, the first Hebrew. He moved out of his father's house because God was ready to do something big with him. And he had that faith. Where did that faith come from? It came from God's word. The faith for Abraham to produce a child, or for Sarah to produce a child, was not a faith that Sarah produced. It was a faith that God produced in Sarah. How did it happen? It was by God speaking to Abraham. See, Sarah, let me tell you something. When you come to church meeting, come with an open heart, because God can speak a word into you. And that word is a seed of God that will germinate greatness.
Every speaking of God's word is the sowing of seed. Which seed? It's a seed of impact, seed of light, seed of manifestation, seed of greatness, seed of championing great cause. So understand that faith is of Jesus. You only have the God kind of faith only when you have received Jesus. It is in Jesus you receive the God kind of faith. There is no faith. There is no true faith outside Jesus. It is in Jesus you find the reality of faith. The reality of faith is found in Jesus. The second thing you must know, I've established that already, that faith is by the word of God. The third thing you should know is that faith is a spirit. And it is above senses. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, so there is a spirit of faith. Are you sure you are here? There is a spirit of faith. So faith is a spirit. Faith has a spirit. Just as the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Faith is beyond the senses. Faith is that which operates by the Spirit and in the Spirit with God's word. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. So faith is a spirit. We don't walk by our senses. We walk by faith. You see? So you find that in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. It says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is our living in the spirit. It is our living. You don't exercise faith only when you have trouble. Faith is the life you live. You don't exercise faith only when you come for church meeting. Faith is the life you live. That's why you don't say, I am hungry. That's not who you are. You may say you are feeling hungry. If you want to say, I am, you say, I have food. That's why you don't say, I am thirsty. You say, I have water. Yeah. We are not moved by sight. It's not by sensuous feeling. No, it's not by sensuous feeling. I walk in faith. I walk not by sight. It's not what I see. No. It's not the results I see. I obtain greater results by faith. When the result I see is not what I like, I change it by faith. I walk by faith. I don't walk by sight. I don't judge things by sight. I don't judge things by sight. No. I judge by faith. I talk by faith. I act by faith. In the name of Jesus. It will look like you are nobody, but you are not moved by sight. You are moved by faith. You are moved by faith. Yeah. Not what you see. Maybe from, you see, sometimes I hear people saying that, I've been in church for many months, I'm not seeing anything. No. You don't see. The faith is the sight. Faith is my true sight. It is, you see in God's word. You don't see by your senses. You don't see by your feeling. You see in the word of God. Maybe you look at your leg. You have prayed over your leg. And still it doesn't look like how you want to see it. You don't change your confession. You are not moved by sight. Faith is the spirit. Faith is the spirit. You walk by faith, not by sight. In the spirit, what do you see? In the spirit, what do you see? You look at that business you started. It looks like it's not where you saw in your spirit. And now your confession is about to change. No. You don't change your confession. You maintain your confession, declaring what you have seen in your spirit. He said, wherefore, having the same spirit of faith as he believed, he spoke. We also believe, therefore we speak. Madigosha. Shakaba. It means that the next thing I want to tell you about faith is that because faith is in the spirit we articulate matters of the spirit by speaking. Therefore faith speaks, so therefore we speak. So I tell you, faith speaks. Faith is not silent. There are moments you can be quiet and meditate, but I tell you, faith speaks. Faith does not declare what it sees in the senses. Faith speaks what God has said. He has said that I may boldly say. I tell you, we are a reflection. We are a reflection of what God has said. We don't speak what the world says. We don't speak our doubt. We don't declare the language of the devil. No. The devil cometh and he has nothing in me. Therefore, I speak what God has produced in me. I declare what God has produced in me. I don't speak doubt.
I don't say I have no money to give. No, I say I'm going to give. I'm going to give this amount of money. And by faith, I give. I don't say I don't have the money to build. I say I have the faith of God. By the faith of our Lord Jesus. By the faith of our Lord Jesus. I do by faith. In the worst scenario, I don't change my confession. I declare what God has said. Because faith speaks. Therefore, I speak. Malika to sata, eba shaka katakaya, maleko bosotaka, raga daga papa, iandelelele boshaka pa, imbe be 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 be, ranta pata pata, elendi ni bikatusa, iango bololo boshaba ba ya, emene mene mene mekata, faith speaks, therefore I speak. Faith speaks, therefore I speak. Mashakabaha. I don't speak doubt. I declare the word of God. It may look like the life connect you have started is not going as you have planned. You don't keep quiet. You declare the word of God over it. You declare the word of God over it. You speak God's word over it. You say, my life connect is growing. My life connect is getting bigger. Because you are a reflection of the word of God. You declare the word of God. My life connect is getting bigger. It looks like you may have some addictions and struggle. But you don't change your confession. You declare because faith speaks. Faith speaks. It's that the word is near you and it's in thy mouth. It's near you and it's in your mouth. You declare the word of God. You say my life connect is working. Maybe you have been reaching a particular soul. Maybe you've been reaching a particular soul for many months and it's not responding. You don't give up. You declare God's word. You say in the name of Jesus, Christ soul should respond to the word. In the name of Jesus, Crenshaw, you respond to the word of God. Alimatu, you are becoming born again. In the name of Jesus, the gospel is prevailing. You declare, maybe you have reached out to your hall, several months, no one is responding. You declare the word of God. That in the name of Jesus, all those in Commonwealth, you are responding to the word of God. I have come with the word of God. He has said that I may boldly say, I say what God has said. I say what God has said. What has God said concerning your ministry? What has God said? He says, be fruitful and multiply. What do you say? I am fruitful, therefore I multiply. In the name of Jesus, what has God was said? He says, you are more than a conqueror. Therefore, what do you say? I am more than a conqueror. What has God was said? He says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. What do we also say? In all these things, I am more than a conqueror. He says, if God, who loved his only begotten son, spared not his son, but gave him freely unto us, what else shall he not freely give unto us? Therefore we say, all things are mine. God has given all things freely unto me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Shebagadaga. Faith speaks. Faith speaks. As a faith speaks. It's a he that is above. It's above all. What do you say about yourself? Do you say I'm nobody? Do you say I am down? Do you say I have no mother and father? No. You say I am above all. 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 In the name of Jesus. Mashakabata. Lekobosondalababa. This is how you obtain good report. You say what God has said. You have good report. By saying what God has said. Romans 10:6. He says, but the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. The righteousness of faith speaks in this way. The righteousness of faith speaks in this way. There is a way righteousness of faith speaks. There is a way the righteousness of faith speaks. He says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, that you may boldly say that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He said, I will never leave you as an orphan, that we may boldly say that I'm never alone, I'm never an orphan, I'm never lonely. Hey, sheba babalaba. When you wake up every morning, what are you saying? Don't speak like a victim. Speak like a victor. Speak like a victor. Speak like a victor. In the name of Jesus, miracles are happening by the word of God. In the name of Jesus, that which God has said over your life, you are seeing manifestation. I declare your healing has come. In the name of Jesus, God has declared that by his stripes you are healed. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I declare healing over your life. I declare healing. What is that condition you are going through? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Rabakatos. Hikalabashandebu. Rokabasondelebu. Receive that healing. I declare over you, every broken spirit, has received the reviving ability of God. Because you have the same spirit of faith. You have the same spirit of faith. Receive vitality. You shall not be rejected. 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 You shall not be denied. That is what the word of God says. Rabakasote kebush. Sheka kataba. Sheka bakatus. Rakate. Rekebosha. Lamason takaba. Helelelebosh. 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 Rakatababa. Ravalababa. Rabanda labashe. Ekabalaya. Ezoketaba. Elebalasha. Enemeta. Enememe. Enememe. Ekabababa. Rababadabalababa. Rabababababa. Jesus said, I am with you always. That's what the word of God says. He said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And do you know what? The Bible says, for Joseph, the house of Potiphar prospered because of Joseph. And he said, why? He said, because the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. Oh, and he said concerning Jesus, he said, no one does these things. Nicodemus said unto Jesus, no one doeth these things except the Lord be with him. No one doeth these things except the Lord be with him. And I tell you, beloved of God, Jesus said, I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. Jesus is with you. You shall see signs and wonders. Jesus is with you. You shall walk in the miraculous. The Lord is with you. You shall see prosperity wherever you go. Many, many shall experience prosperity because the Lord is with you. I declare, he says, arise, shine. Arise, shine. He said, for your light has come. I declare to you, when Jesus came, your light came. When you received Jesus, your light came. When you received Jesus, you received light. For he's the light of God that lights up every man. And he says, you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. He said in Isaiah 60, he said, darkness covers the earth. Gross darkness the people. But he said, the glory of God is risen upon thee. God's word says, his glory is risen upon thee. Beloved of God, I declare over your life that the glory of God is risen upon thee. Why? Because God said in his word that glory is risen upon thee. Therefore, you are glorified. Jesus said, I share with them the glory which we share before the world began, before creation began. Oh, I have the untouchable glory, the untapped glory. I declare over your life, anything that is not glorious is eliminated in the name of the Lord Jesus. He has said, Don't ever speak doubt. He said only good and perfect gift comes from God. So what do you say? You declare the goodness of God. You declare the gifts of God. This is how you obtain good report. This is how you obtain good report. You put God's word to work by declaring the word of God. You know you're a man of faith because your faith is of Jesus. And you know faith is in the spirit. So therefore, you walk by faith and not by sight. You are not moved by circumstances surrounding you. When the challenges rises, you declare the word of God. When challenges are not rising, you declare the word of God. In good times, you declare the word of God. When it looks like you are seeing bad times, you declare the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Malababa, come and lift your voice.